They know that cholesterol isn't what causes heart attacks. But as long as they're making billions of dollars off of cholesterol-lowering drugs, they are going to sell them to you, and they are going to convince you that you have to take a drug to be healthy. But they taught me, as the rep selling the drugs, that, hey, guess what? You can lower cholesterol too much. And if you do that, you can wreak havoc in every other body system that you have. In fact, all of the clinical data shows that people with lower cholesterol levels, especially those over the age of 55, if they have lower cholesterol levels, they will die of other things such as cancer, autoimmune disorder. They can also have severe impotence. Well, they won't die from impotence, but it might be a major imposition on them. And that is one of the major side effects that we're seeing with the cholesterol-lowering drugs, is impotence. Let's take the cholesterol drugs for example. Does anybody know what the number one cholesterol-lowering drug is right now that's on the market? It's called Lipitor. Okay? Now, the same manufacturer that makes Lipitor, their number two selling drug is Viagra. Hey!